It's a warm, sunny Sunday afternoon in North Beach, San Francisco. Margaret Marie Tibbetts watches her 2.5-year-old daughter run in circles at Joe DiMaggio Playground. It's snack time, so she pauses her frenzy and comes over to munch on some fruit.
Are those grapes?
Family outings like this keep Tibbetts' mind off of the difficulty of raising a child with inflation on the rise, something she says she's used to by now.
The inflated goods like groceries, gas, etc., I feel like that has just always kind of been baked into our cost of living anyways.
Bay Area residents pay 22% more for groceries than the rest of the country. The USDA Agricultural Marketing Service reports that a gallon of whole milk is $4.21 on average nationally. In San Francisco, that same gallon of milk will cost you about $5.48. That's why moms like Tibbetts usually opt out of traditional grocery stores to feed their kids.
You know, we have Chinatown markets. The prices there are always really low.
But Tibbetts isn't alone in the struggle to cut down on costs.
I was thinking we could sit outside.
Jess Garcia is a mom of two living in a hillside home in Noe Valley. She's a fifth-generation San Franciscan, but she's considered breaking that chain due to high housing prices. She's already had to sell a condo she previously owned, but she's still not making enough to maintain her current home comfortably.
2020, 2021, it was almost a daily occurrence thinking, like, where else could I be to make this easier? I don't live on a whole lot.
Mary Kate Bacalow sees situations like this on a daily basis.
Last fiscal year, we served over 5,800 people and nearly 2,800 families.
She's a policy director for Compass Family Services, a local nonprofit that provides childcare, housing assistance, and food to families at risk of losing their Bay Area homes.
His mother had lost her job. You know, she was really desperate and didn't know what to do. And she got connected with Compass and they found her a below market rate apartment.
They've clocked in 10,000 volunteer hours for their programs in just 1 year. And as rent and food prices continue to rise, organizations like Compass will continue to help families that need it most. For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Jada Williams.